Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Parent Pick Me Up podcast on the Raider Media Podcast Network. On this series, we'll address the many issues that face our children that affect their social and emotional health, their development, and their achievement, and discuss how we as parents can help to support them and encourage them, as well as set proper boundaries to protect them. We'll cover many topics, but I want to start with a unique one today, and that's the topic of Napster. You may not know the full impact that Napster had. I'm sure you're at least familiar with the brand name. So I want to unpack a little bit about that time frame of when it rolled out and then explain how I believe it makes a connection to our modern day and the world that our children are living in. So when Napster dropped, it was this magical thing. I remember going over to my friend's house after school for the first time and on his computer and his dial-up internet and waiting for all of that to connect. And after that tone was done, all of a sudden there was this whole library of free music being shared all over the world. And it was this incredible thing. Like, how come it took so long for this to happen? And we were just downloading songs like crazy. And if it took too long, it meant because there were too many people trying to share the file. And then you'd have to go grab another one. Of course, the internet was slow. That didn't help either. But it was this amazing thing. And you were downloading music and you were burning CDs. And the thing was, what we didn't realize was it was illegal. It was breaking the law. It was stealing. And there's a whole litany of things and how the music industry changed. But what I want to focus on is for us, because it got to our computer screen, it was free, and it was super easy to access. How could it possibly be wrong? And that's what I know many of us thought. Now, you may have been wise enough and astute enough to go, oh, there's something not right about this. I'm not paying for this. What's wrong? But I know that in that initial time frame, that was kind of the freedom that most of us felt of, well, if it's here and I can get to it and it's free, how could it possibly be wrong? So I want you to think about that mindset, because I want you to understand that the world that our kids live in is basically Napster. They are basically surrounded by Napster on all sides when they're on their phones, their tablets, their laptops, and their other electronic devices, because everything is readily available to them. It is easy to access and it is free. And so for them, a lot of them have this mindset of, well, then how could it be wrong? I am bored, so why isn't it okay for me to access this site? How could there possibly be a danger here? Because I could find it. This was at the top of the Google results. How could it possibly be illegal? And so that's what a lot of them live in, is they're not understanding the possible harmful effects to their social and emotional health, the legal boundaries they might be crossing, the boundaries that might cost them a job or their enrollment in college later on down the road. And so it's important for us to sit there and have those conversations. We're gonna have to teach our kids how to set those boundaries for themselves. Now, as parents, we've always taught our kids how to set boundaries, follow the rules, don't run out the street, don't touch fire, all those kinds of things. But there's another layer to this that we're gonna have to start to consider. And so I encourage you, really start to look at those things that your kids are doing. You've got the access to the Go Guardian Parent app where you can see what maybe they're accessing during the day. Because here's the hard thing. There are a lot of sites that basically mask very well what they actually are. So for example, engineering.com or saratogaschools.com. These are two websites that are categorized on the web, which is how filters track most things. They're categorized as educational websites. So filters don't necessarily catch them, and they offer all these free games. Now, games, not harmless necessarily, and we can, you know, debate the wrongs and rights of videos and video games and gaming. But the issue is that's there. And so for them, where we used to have a break where we were forced to leave the console, they've got access to that dopamine hit at all times. The second piece of that is there are usually 2 to 3 clicks down the page, and then all of a sudden you're in some very terrible, horrible content simulation games that there's things that they can't unsee and unexperience. And we don't want that for any of our kids. So it's important for you to have those conversations to help your kids understand, like, hey, you've got to set boundaries for yourself. This isn't something that we've been okay with. If this isn't something we don't know. If it's something that's clearly trying to pretend to be something else, that is not good. And so we need to look out for that. You need to also have some conversations and try to start to learn terms and trends and things that are going on. And so, for example, I learned this one. There's this thing called boosting. And basically all it is if you're playing online games with your friends, Call of Duty, Halo, whatever the case may be, you can basically boost their internet, boost them off the game by kind of doing, it's a, called a denial of service attack. So it temporarily kind of sends a strong signal of traffic to their home network. It bogs their network down, and then that kicks them off of the game. It's called boosting. Fun, innocent prank, right? Well, the problem is there's different ways to do it, but in technically it is a federal offense, especially if you Google that. The first term that comes, first site that comes up is this Russian website where you pay like $10 for them to go do these denial of service attacks on different networks. It is a federal crime. And so the danger there is that kids think they're playing a prank. They don't know any better. It's there. How could it possibly be bad? I heard this word at school. And so then they get into trouble. And so we need to have those conversations as well, helping them to understand the world they live in, the boundaries that are going to be set, why those boundaries exist, and that sometimes those boundaries may not make sense. Like, I know some of you are at work and have jobs where you can't access Gmail even because it's considered a distraction during the workday. They need to understand that, yeah, these things may not make sense, but they're real. There are people tracking, there are people watching, but also boundaries are there to protect you. Because we'll talk about this later. These companies, these sites, they are not out there to give us a better life. They are out there to hold on to our attention, to therefore make more money for themselves. And so they need to understand that and understand how those levers are being pulled, what the goals of these companies and sites are, and how it can put them at risk. So I encourage you to have those conversations. And if you need to use the example and confess to them that you stole some music in high school or college, you feel free to go ahead. But I want you to understand and hopefully help them understand is basically that just because it's easy to access and because it's free does not mean that it's okay. And I'm not necessarily talking about illegal, although we want to worry about that. I'm not necessarily even talking about inappropriate content, although we want to worry about that too. You know, I'm talking about things like social emotional health, disconnection, dopamine addictions that are going to affect their focus, their desire to want to participate in activities and other things of that nature. And so I encourage you to, if you're struggling and you're confused and you're not sure exactly what things to be worried about and how to set those boundaries, technology-wise, feel free to reach out to me. Instruction-wise, the teachers, the campus administrators, mental health-wise, like if you're starting to notice, like my kid used to be really passionate about this and no longer they want to play this sport, go to this activity, play this instrument, you know, reach out to the counselors and the other district staff that can help you with those social emotional needs as well, because we're here to support you. I encourage you to keep coming back to the podcast as we'll be addressing similar topics and trying to give you practical tips and advice to understand things that probably you might not have known existed or even know you needed to worry about, so that, again, we can protect and support our kids to help them achieve all that they're capable of. The Parent Pick Me Up podcast is a production of the Raider Media Podcast Network. Please continue to check the Raider Media Podcast Network feed as well as SunnyvilleRaiderMedia.com for our many productions that are both staff and student produced.